It is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Thank you very much for downloading the very latest Hot or Not podcast. I'd like to say it's always nice that you take the time and effort to download it. We try to give you more on the podcast than you get from just listening to the radio show. So make sure you make it a date. Every Wednesday, 10 a.m., you can download this. And to thank you, you'll get a little bit of this.
And it's quite hot, actually, for a 50-year-old.
And this.
I had a head like a little TV set.
And even more of this. So enjoy every single minute of our very latest Hot or Not podcast.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers.
Entertaining the nation.
Heat Radio.
Okay, time to welcome this week's special guest onto the show. And after winning the nation's heart by triumphing in How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria, she's gone on to wow in the West End and make her TV debut in ITV's acclaimed drama Caught in a Trap. And her second solo album, Secret Love, has just been released. Please welcome Connie Fisher.
Yay.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Lovely to see you this evening. Can I say your hair is fantastic? It never used to be that red, did it?
No, I dyed it for like a short film, which is coming out in Cannes this year. And I kept it since, just because it's, I don't know, the album's called Secret Love and it's red and everyone's kind of
Vixen,
liked it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of feisty.
So hang on a minute, you're going to be in a film that's at the Cannes Film Festival.
It's a very short film.
Can I just say, where did you come from?
I know.
I don't understand.
I went to drama school and I didn't get a job. I went to Pizza Express for a while. And then I saw this advert in the paper and thought, you know, I've got the training in musical theatre. I really want to play the part of Maria. Let's go for it. So that's where I came from. And now I'm very lucky to have moved on to make this album. So it's really cool.
That's amazing because, of course, what happens with these TV shows is we get introduced to you, but we never know that there is life before a TV show. And what's brilliant for you is that there now has been life after the TV show. So two albums down.
Yeah.
And what with the acting, because, again, I didn't know that you acted. The ITV drama, there's a film coming up. Will you ever go back to The Sound of Music, do you think?
Well, actually, I'm going on tour in July.
Really?
Yeah, 6-month tour across the UK.
Wow.
Very exciting.
And that's hard work touring.
It is. Really. I mean, I've never done it before, but I've got a concert tour for this album. So it'll be my first concert tour. So being Connie rather than being a character would be quite cool. Secret Love, the tour's out in, happening in May to the end of May. And then the middle of June, I start rehearsing for The Sound of Music.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
This is Hot or Not with me, Andy Peters, available on digital DAB radio, Sky Channel 0179, Freeview 714, and online all the time at www.heatradio.com. The only reason I'm laughing is I don't know whether you meant to call it digital DAB or DAB digital. Whichever way, if you're listening, thanks very much for tuning in. It's now time for the part of the show that always keeps you guessing, the rewind. All you've got to do is try and work out the year I'm describing through a past edition of Heat magazine. So, on the front cover of this old edition of Heat, Catherine and Julia's secret feud. Arguments on and off their new film. But who's to blame? That's what's on the cover. Also, as you flick inside, Elton John and Eminem. A picture of the two men embracing at the Grammys in this year. A year gone by, but what was the year? Also, as you flick round the pages, as I have to say, I've had a look and there is a corker that I'm going to tell you about in a second. Also on the inside, a picture of Russell Crowe and his ex-girlfriend Meg Ryan, who were branded offensive and outrageous by Meg's dad, Harry. Ooh. As we turn the pages, lots of... Oh my word! A picture of Mylene Klass, Suzanne Shaw together. The bloke who used Noel from Hearsay. Mylene going into a dodgy bar. And the one who looks like Shrek. Picture of him as well. So obviously this was the year... You can step inside the lives of Hearsay. And this is the corker. I'm going to read you a review, but what was this describing? Fresh from writing and starring in the fantastic cable and digital comedy Rock Profiles, in which they mercilessly lampoon pop stars with the help from Jamie Theakston, comedians, writers, actors, Matt Lucas and David Walliams have created an equally funny show for the radio. What are they talking about? Well, it was, of course, on Radio 4 on Tuesdays at 11 p.m. and it was called Little Britain, reviewed by Boy Tilton, who gave it 4 stars, saying this should be a TV show as soon as possible. So what was the year? The year that Little Britain was on the radio, the 3rd to the 9th of March. But when? Have you got an idea? Have you got a clue? Have a little think. Come on. Remember, Little Britain, now when did that start? If you think you know, well, keep it to yourself. I'll let you know if you're right a little later in the podcast.
Heat Radio. Heat.
Hey, how are you doing? This is Andy with Hot or Not, checking out the very latest news in the worlds of music, TV and film. And joining us now to talk about this week's big new cinema release is Heat film editor Charles Gant. Hi, Charles. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about Watchmen, which is an adaptation of apparently the kind of coolest, hippest, edgiest comic book in the world. For comic book geeks, this is like the movie event of the year. The internet has been talking about it forever.
Oh, my word.
So if you're a certain kind of, you know, male of a certain age who remembers it from the 80s, or even, you know, younger, who's kind of embraced it later on, this is totally exciting. For me, got to tell you, never read it. not into comic books. And in fact, deliberately wanted to kind of have an experience that I thought would be similar to the listeners of this program and the readers of the magazine, therefore not know that much about it. I suspect most people who are into Heat, Watchmen, not really that high on their list of things.
Should we hear a clip from the movie first?
Yeah, let's do that.
Edward Blake, the comedian, born 1918, buried in the rain, murdered. Is that what happens to us? No time for friends. Only our enemies leave roses. Violent lives ending violently.
Okay, here's a deal. It's beautifully done. It's very ambitious. It's very clever. It's a train wreck. There's nothing to care about. I didn't care about the characters. It's for the geeks, and the geeks will love it, and people will acclaim it as a masterpiece, and most people will come out scratching their heads going, what was that all about?
I just paid £9 and I haven't got a clue.
And it's not only that, it's 18 certificate, it's extremely violent.
Oh.
It's 2 hours and 42 minutes.
Oh, all the things that are counting against me actually ever going to see it.
And I think it's one of those films that, you know, in fact, I put in my review in the magazine, it's like one of those films where you think, oh, yeah, I plan to see that, but not now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and see the nice movie with Jennifer Aniston and the puppy tonight. Yeah. And then, I'll go at the weekend, you know, with my boyfriend, whatever. Oh, but actually, I'd rather go and see something else. And it sort of, unless you're a fan, I think it's never going to get to the top of your list.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But we will see.
Okay. Well, I don't think I need to ask a question, but in the interest of fair play, I will. Yeah. Charles Gant, Heat magazine film editor. Watchmen, the movie, hot or not?
If you're a fan, I have no doubt it's hot. If you are a normal person, like you and me, Andy.
Yes, indeed.
I'm afraid it is a not.
Not even an Orange Wednesday?
I don't think so.
Okay, brilliant. What are we looking at next week? Do you know already?
I think, you know what? It's going to be that lovely movie with Jennifer Aniston
and the puppy.
And the Labrador puppy.
Excellent. Charles Gann, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for taking time out of your evening to come and talk to us.
My pleasure.
So in this week's Hot Cast competition, you can win all the best entertainment releases from today, including Ricky Gervais's Ghost Town, Secret Diary of a Cool Girl Series 2, and the brand new album from U2, plus loads more that I just don't have time to mention. For a full list of prizes, check out www.heatradio.com. But first, pay attention to this question, the answer for which is somewhere in this podcast. What's the name of the BBC reality programme that Connie shot to fame in? Okay, can you name the BBC reality programme that Connie shot to fame in? If you think you know, just send an email to studio@heatradio.com with the answer, your contact details, and you could be our very next Hotcast competition winner.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Monday night, this is Hot or Not with me, Andy Peters on Heat Radio, and still with me is this week's special guest, Connie Fisher, who's about to face the hot list. Right, this is where I'm going to give you something, a person, a place, a thing, a situation, and you have to tell me if it's hot or not and why.
Oh, I love it. Okay,
here we go. I think I know the answer to the first one. Pizza Express.
Hot.
Why?
Well, because I get free pizzas there now because I worked there for a year.
You don't?
Now and again. If I go to Southgate, I'm sure I would.
Marvellous.
And because of the chocolate glory.
Okay, Frank Skinner.
Frank Skinner, I did his Credit Crunch Cabaret, so he is hot. And he's a really nice, genuine man.
Okay, fine.
And he's quite hot, actually, for a 50-year-old.
Oh, is Frank Skinner 50?
Yeah, he's kind of got this cute kind of grey, curly-ish hair.
Actually 52.
Is he 52?
My word, he's going up. Wait another 30 seconds, he'll be 59.
He's got a lovely girlfriend and lovely kind of people around him, and he's not starry at all.
I cannot believe Frank Skinner's 52.
I know, but he remains about 30. He remains in those lightning seats, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Ian.
What do they sing? Football's coming home. He's coming home.
That's what it's called.
That's what
Football's coming home.
Heat Radio.
This is Andy on the very latest Hot or Not Hotcast, showcasing the best of last week's show. But don't forget, there are loads of other great shows on Heat Radio. Here's my favourite bit from Out of the Blue with Ford, when Jim Davis spoke to David Van Day.
This is Heat.
Out of the Blue with Ford on Heat. I'm Jim Davis. David Van Day is with me in the studio.
Thank you.
Great to have you here, David. And of course, we found out all about The Jungle. Last night on Living TV, we watched you reunited with Teresa Bazaar and Dollar. We're back together again.
Yeah, well, I think breathed life into, actually, because that was actually before The Jungle. We did this back last June, July.
Okay. Oh, crumbs. Yes,
and
okay.
Of course, it was scheduled to go out in October, but was put back in the schedules to now.
Now, it's a makeover show. So the idea is they take the band that is no more and make you look contemporary, brand new, modern, back fresh for today. And you went through quite a drastic routine, didn't you?
Well, that's a theory, of course. And of course, you didn't have to have plastic surgery. You didn't have to have Botox. You could have just had a haircut, brand new suit, whatever. I chose at 51. Thought, I'm going to do the drastic plastic.
It did look pretty gruesome, actually. And Dr. Blaschke, the German surgeon, you gave him some grief as well. You weren't having any of his chat.
No, I mean, I used to call him Frankenstein, basically. You've created a monster here. And when I came out of the surgery, of course, I had, some of the people would have seen, I had a head like a little TV set, and I was black and blue.
All right, David Van Day's with me. We'll find out in just a moment or two then exactly what happened when he nicked the sofa from the set on GMTV. Stay with us. This is Out of the Blue with Ford on Heat.
Join Paul Coit weekdays from 9 a.m. with Out of the Blue with Ford. He's got the newest music and hottest celebrity guests only on Heat Radio.
David Van Day is still with us. David, yes. Great to have you
Let
here.
Let me check. I'm here.
You are here?
Yes, all me. Well, some of it's me.
Now, when we finish in a minute or so, please don't nick anything from the studio, really, because when you walked out of GMTV the other morning, you nicked their sofa.
Well, you know what happened. Last time I was in there, of course, I wouldn't leave. I was quite full of myself. I'd just come out of the jungle, and they wanted to get rid of me for Kate Winslet. Can you believe it?
Outrageous behaviour.
Anyway, I sort of sulked off the set. And this time, for a little gag, what we did, we filmed a little insert of me sleeping on the settee and the floor manager putting the cup of tea next to me in the dark. And then we showed that little clip. Of course, then we did our interview with Ben and Emma. Yeah. And then they were trying to get rid of me again. I said, well, I'm not going. Well, I am going. I said, I'm taking this settee because this is my bed. I need this. You've got me up early. And I took the whole settee off the set.
Brilliant stuff. Now, in the show we've been talking about, Pop Goes the Band, there was a hint. There was just a little hint that you and Teresa might sort of get back together again, maybe do another single. Just hinted at. Is there any chance of that? Yes.
Well,
no,
we're both single, you know, right now. We find ourselves single, and we were romantically involved. Mm-hmm. Now, what about the recording? Who knows? We've never had all the tracks on one CD. Oh. There's never been a great hit album, and it's 30 years anniversary. Oh, blimey, but there is. And there is talk now that that greatest hits album will come out.
Okay.
So whether it's a new recording or it's just a greatest hits, I'm not sure. I mean, I think it'll definitely be the greatest hits.
David, thank you very much for dropping in on us this morning. Been great to see you in the back seat with me today. David Van Day.
Adios, Heat listeners.
Time to put you out of your misery and tell you if you've guessed this week's Rewind Year correctly, podcast people. Here's a Elton John and Eminem duetting at the Grammys. It was, of course, 2001.
This is Heat.
And here's some exclusive bits from Connie Fisher that you didn't hear on the radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Where did you come from?
I
don't understand.
I went to drama school and I didn't get a job. I worked in Pizza Express for a while.
Oh, which branch?
Southgate.
Oh, nice.
Big up the Southgate massive.
Yeah. I bet a lot of people did Dine and Dash from that one, probably. That would have been big on the Dine and Dash list.
Sorry, on a Sunday night, yes, I lost a lot of tips because I had to pay for the people who ran at the door.
Yeah, but now always a good 2-for-1 at Pizza Express.
Always.
Online, pizzaexpress.co.uk.
Oh,
always a 2-for-1.
Do you get free pizzas now because you plug in?
Not
them?
At all, but I just like to do things for the listener.
Yeah, it's, you know, I love Pizza Express and I lived off it for about a year. And then I went to telesales because I just couldn't stick working till 2 a.m. and getting up at 8 for an audition because in the mornings, just, you know, the voice isn't great. So it wasn't easy. So I decided to do a panto in between, which was great, my first panto.
And this is all before Maria?
Yeah, all before Maria.
Okay.
There was life before Maria.
Yeah.
And then I just... Then I didn't. Sorry. And then I was in telesales and I just didn't get a job. I was going for all the auditions and stuff and it just wasn't happening. Maybe my legs were too long, my hair was too short. I'm not sure. But there were lots of excuses and lots of rejections. And then I saw this advert in the paper and thought, you know, I've got the training in musical theatre. I really want to play the part of Maria. Let's go for it. So that's where I came from. And now I'm very lucky to have moved on to make this album, so it's really cool.
That's amazing, because of course what happens with these TV shows is we get introduced to you, but we never know that there is life before a TV show. And what's brilliant for you is that there now has been life after the TV show. So two albums down.
Yeah.
Did you, when you won the show, did you think this is it, this is what I was meant to be for me? Or for you, you thought, actually no, this is just going to be another step, because you've done a lot of hard work up until that point.
Yeah, I mean, I worked really, really hard to even get that far. But to enjoy it now is just brilliant. You know, just sit back on it and enjoy the opportunities that are coming my way. I mean, so many doors are opening. Like, as a musical theatre artist, you don't often expect to get the chance to be a crossover artist into TV, into this short film, even though it's just a short film for Cannes. It's still quite a big thing for a musical theatre girl.
Yeah.
To do the drama on ITV and now it's gone to DVD. And to have two albums out and be on loads of compilation albums, at least you got something to show your grandchildren. You know, it's just an incredible achievement for someone who was on the verge of giving up. I was this close to saying, that's my final audition, I just give up now.
Can I just say something to my producer? She's like a female John Barrowman.
Am I as cheesy as him?
No, but you're no one's as cheesy as John Barrowman. But you're as versatile as him. You're as, you know, who's inspired you?
Sounds cheesy, I suppose. Julie Andrews, all the way. She's elegant. She's composed, and you know, she's had a lot of hardship, particularly with her voice. And I think, you know, she's risen above that and become an actress.
Yeah.
First of all, I've always thought of myself more of as an actor singer than a singer actor.
Right.
But I was thrown to spotlight as a singer. Mm. So it's an amazing journey that she's been on. And I wouldn't mind following her footsteps.
And after the TV show, did you think this could be it? People forget who I'm going to be.
Well, obviously the TV show wasn't like an X Factor thing. It led to a job for as long as you wanted, basically.
Yeah.
And unless they didn't like you, unless they said, right, you know, I think they had the right to say, three shows in, that's it.
Three shows?
Yeah, something
literally,
like that.
Literally. So, you do like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Actually, don't like you. We'll go back to the old,
yeah,
we'll go
exactly.
Back to the old bird we had. She'll be fine. Oh, my word. Okay, that's it for this week's Hotcast. Remember to tune in next week from 8. Do it. Check it out. Like what you're hearing, get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.